On today's episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and I go through all of the wacky props for Super Bowl 55. We go through all of them, all the wackiness. Let me try to say the word wacky one more time just to really fucking show you guys how wacky it's going to be. We're going to be talking coin toss, Super Bowl performance, national anthem, all that shit. That takes up a really fucking good chunk of this episode. And then we talk a little bit, like 10 seconds, on the Andrew Luck rumors if he's coming out of retirement. And then we finish the episode talking about VR. We're big VR guys now. If you don't have a VR headset, get one. Preferably the Oculus Quest 2. That's what I have. Standalone. You don't need a gaming PC. We are not sponsored by them. I just fucking love it. Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 tonight.
Welcome to Bet Bath and Beyond.
Brought to you by B3TSports.com.
This is officially our Super Bowl 55 special podcast episode.
Yes, sir.
What does that mean, Andy?
That means that we were really close with this episode 51. We were 55. We should have done a couple extra to really hammer it home.
That would have been very cool if our 55th episode also landed on Super Bowl 55.
It would have been pretty cool.
Fuck. Okay. Well, here's the thing, Andrew. This is obviously our last podcast episode before the Super Bowl. So I already know what this podcast episode is going to be called. It's going to be
perfect.
It's going to be called Prop It Like It's Hot, because we are just going to go over all of the Super Bowl props. All of
that's
the props.
Funny, because that's the first time that it's going to have been a song instead of a movie title.
That's not true. That's not true.
Oh.
I can't remember what number episode it was, but there was an episode called I Can Make Your Bet Rock.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah. instead of Bedrock. Let's look at just before we dive into all the novelty props, because I have literally 3 pages in my notebook of all these props from Bovada to DraftKings to PointsBet. If it's offered by a sports book, I wrote it down. But before we get into all of that, let's just take a quick peek at just the spread and the total, because it really doesn't seem like it's shifted. Actually,
it hasn't.
It hasn't at all. So Chiefs are still 3.5 favorites. The money line for the Bucks is still +145, which is where I locked them at literally like almost 2 weeks ago. To hedge for that Chiefs future bet that I have. So I at least I'm going to get $500. $500 if the Bucks win. Have $500. But $500 if the Bucks win, $3,400 if the Chiefs win.
If the Chiefs win. Let's go.
But that comes with me having to drive into Iowa territory, across the Iowa border.
It's so funny because it's not even like you have to come to Iowa, but like, don't you have to come to the aisle?
I don't know, Andrew.
If you do, that'll be so fucking funny.
I don't know. Yeah. Does William Hill, which is the app that I made the Chiefs future bet on, do they not let me just withdraw it automatically?
I don't think so.
Oh my God. I fucking hate William Hill. I fucking hate William Hill so much.
You're going to have to go physically in. That's how it was before. I don't know if that's still how it is, because it's after January. So a bunch of these places now, you know what I mean? So maybe it's changed, but I don't know if those stipulations are intact at the date of placing the bet, or like, I don't know how that works.
Jesus Christ. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, if I have to, I mean, this is for $3,500. So well worth the 5-hour trip to the fucking aisle. But at the same time, if the Bucks win and it saves me a trip, I'm not going to be too mad about it.
I'm still holding true to the idea that I hope the Chiefs win the coin toss, they go down, they score within 2 minutes, and then I can get the Bucks at like +220.
Wait, so that means you still haven't hedged?
No, because that's my plan. So like,
you're still, I can't remember where I put this, but I either tweeted or wrote it in one of our articles. I said that you're going to find a way to still lose money off of this Chiefs future bet, whether you double down on the Chiefs and they lose, or I don't know, but the fact that you haven't made your hedge yet is crazy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can't, like, so here's the thing that sucks. If the Bucks go down and they score within 2 minutes after, and they won the coin toss,
you're then fucked.
That might
you're
be fucked. That might, well, I mean, I could still hedge. It's just like, I'm not gonna be able to hedge as much. But here's what I really think. I think the Chiefs are favored enough in everyone's mind that, like, if the Chiefs or if the Bucks go down and score like that, I'm not gonna get terrible. Maybe it'll be like plus 120 because the Bucks aren't gonna all of a sudden be favored after scoring in the first quarter. It's not gonna happen.
Depends.
Well, Tom Brady has, I think, only scored in the first quarter, like once out of his 9 or 10 trips.
Wow. Well, then he's ripe for a first quarter drive.
Some might say that. Yes.
Okay. So Chiefs. -3.5. I mean, obviously, I'm taking the Bucks. I think the Bucks are going to win. I've been saying it all week. I've been saying it for the past 2 weeks, actually.
I think the Chiefs are going to win.
Wow. Okay.
I don't want them to win. I mean, I kind of want them to win because, you know, money. But Tom Brady's a legend.
Yeah, he is a legend. So why don't you think he's going to win?
Because I think the Chiefs are a better football team. I mean, just look at the Chiefs.
Yeah, no, I mean, the Chiefs are the Chiefs. Okay, so let's get down into what they're wearing, because that actually matters. The Chiefs are wearing their red uniforms.
Yes, sir.
Same uniforms they won in last year. The Kansas City red. The royal and, red, as they would say.
And the Bucks are going in white.
Yes, and do you know what? You want to know why that's important?
Because I think like only 7 teams in the history of the Super Bowl have who I have to choose. Chose the white unis.
Okay, that okay, yes, but bigger picture, specifically around Tom Brady and wearing white in the Super Bowl, he is 5-1 wearing white in the Super Bowl. 5-1 record.
There is a there's a TV show called Modern Family. I'm sure everyone's
is
heard of it.
Is there a TV really show funny. Called Modern Family? I've never heard of it.
But there's an episode where they go to camp and the dad is like, they're the white team, you know, and they were all wearing white t-shirts and the dad was oblivious and he was just walking around chanting like, if you ain't white, you ain't right. And the writing in that show is really funny, but I can only imagine that Tom Brady's got some of that going on.
So yeah, he's 5-1, but obviously the Chiefs wearing their royal red that they won last year. Okay, now talking about Tom Brady against mascots. Okay, have you heard of this? Are you ready for this?
I have not.
Okay, Tom Brady, in this is going to be his 10th Super Bowl appearance. As we all know, he has faced 7 times in the Super Bowl an animal mascot. He is 6-1 against those mascots.
Oh, and the losses to the Eagles.
Right. So he beat the Rams twice. He beat the Falcons. He beat the Seahawks. He beat the Panthers. And he also beat the Eagles back in 2005. But the one loss that he has against animal mascots is to the Eagles in 2018. Okay.
You know, I was rewatching that Rams game, his very first one, and they got the ball back. Like they were like, I think the spread was like -14 Rams.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was crazy.
Oh yeah.
And Brady, that final drive, he gets from the field goal range. I mean, people knock on that a little bit, but like that dude has good fucking quarterback.
So 6-1 in the Super Bowl against animal mascots. Now you're probably thinking, if you're listening to this, Ian, well, wait a minute. The Chiefs aren't an animal, you fucking dumbass. And to that I say, you're right. He has...
No, you're wrong.
He has... Okay, so before this, he's faced two teams that are non-animals. Andy, do you want to guess his record against teams that aren't animals?
I'm pretty sure he's 0-2.
He's 0-2, that's right. Do you know who those two teams are?
Eli Manning and the Giants.
That was yes. So technically it's one team, but two I'm going to put Eli Manning as the other team. So you have the Giants, and then you also have Eli Manning. Well, Eli Manning was the quarterback for both. But you get what I'm trying to fucking say, okay?
Yeah.
He's 0-2 against non-animal mascots, against the Giants, against his fucking kryptonite, Eli fucking Manning.
I'm going to argue that the Chiefs are animals.
Well, then that helps.
Because
that helps. Wait, Andy, that helps that helps the Bucks win. Like, that's even more incentive.
I know it does, but I'm just going to say it because, you know, I think I have to stand by my principles.
Okay, well, then if the Chiefs are animals and Tom Brady does the best against animal mascots and he's wearing white, which he does the best in, out of all other colors of uniform in the Super Bowl, science, real fact-checked science is telling me the Bucks are going to win. Hammer the Bucks.
You want to bet me?
No, I don't want to bet you. I have set this up to be a very, like, stress-free Super Bowl.
It's a very delicate.
Very stress-free Super Bowl. I'm going to win at least $500 either way. So, look, I don't want to put any more money on the line. I already put in $1,800 on this goddamn game. I'm done. I'm not going to bet any more money on the fucking Super Bowl this year.
Famous last words.
I know. Okay, so let's get into novelty props, okay? Novelty props. We'll talk about the coin toss first. The coin toss. Did you know there are three ways to play coin toss prop bets?
I did not. Hit me with it.
Okay, coin toss. There are three ways to play, Andrew. There's heads or tails. You can just guess whether or not the coin is going to land on heads or tails. Then you can bet on who you think the winner of the coin toss is going to be, either the Bucks or the Chiefs. Or you can just say, I think the player who's going to call the coin toss is going to get it right or wrong.
Can you parlay all three?
Not on DraftKings. But I honestly don't know what the difference is between all three because they're all 50%. Right? Like there's a 50% probability of heads or tails, the Bucks or the Chiefs winning the coin toss, or the player, I don't know who is going to be calling it, but whether the player gets it right or wrong, that's all 50%. So I don't get
honestly,
difference.
Statistically, I don't know really if there is one because it's, I don't know, you think about, there's probably a bunch of statistics out there about, okay, how often does the home team call it correctly? And maybe it's higher than 50%. But, I mean, the actual instance is 50%. I don't know. Maybe people know something I don't. That wouldn't be surprising.
We have a mathematician. We have a B3T mathematician. His name is Alec. He listens to the show. He's very critical sometimes. I'm sure he's probably listening to this and saying, well, actually, guys, there's a 49.9% chance because the fucking coin could, you know, disappear into thin air, or it could land on its fucking side, or there's some sort of, you know, variable out there that doesn't make it exactly 50-50. So you,
damn it, DraftKings.
You what about DraftKings?
I just want to parlay things, and they're like, no, you can't do it.
Yeah. Okay. So DraftKings, terrible sports book to parlay the same game with like other in-game events. So if you want to parlay the spread with the over-under, sorry, can't do it on DraftKings. That's why I like FanDuel. Now, we're not sponsored by any of these fuckers, but I will say the one thing I do like about FanDuel is that you can parlay pretty much fucking anything you want inside a game. Right? They don't have any conflicting fucking parlay. So if I wanted to parlay whether or not there's going to be a safety to whether the coin toss is going to be won by the Bucks or the Chief with the fucking Bucks spread, with the fucking fat man TD prop, which is if an offensive lineman is going to score a touchdown, FanDuel's like, I got you, fam. Don't worry about it. We've got a calculator that
we'll figure
that.
It out.
Yeah, we'll just place the bet. Give us your money. We'll figure it all out. We're going to keep your money in the end.
Later.
Anyway. Fat Man TD. Do you want to go into Fat Man TD?
Yeah. So right now, the Fat Man TD is, if it's an offensive lineman, plus 2,000, which I think is like, I think that's pretty good because I think that Andy Reid definitely has a fat man TD play drawn up. They actually ran one this year.
What if Andy Reid's the fat man? What if he? What if
can
he
you even imagine? He goes out there with the helmet, and they're like, "Wait a second."
No, he just goes. He just goes out there with his fucking visor, his giant fucking
and
visor.
A cheeseburger. It's kind of funny because the question's answered. A coach can't play now. We know that's a thing.
Oh yeah, we actually had to fucking deal with that this season.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one is any offensive or defensive lineman to score a touchdown. So you can get defensive lineman in there too. It gives you both, and that's plus 800.
Now, Andrew, I know you're a big sucker for fucking safety props, whether there's going to be a safety in a game or not. I think it's fucking stupid, but...
It's so funny that you think it's stupid because if you go back at this year and look, like if you would have bet it every week, I know you would have come out with so much extra money.
I think you're right. I think this season was like an unprecedented season of safeties.
Well, even last year, if you were to bet at least an all right amount of money, like say you drop 20 on it every single week, 20 times, even go to week 17, so you got what, 734, so $340 spent over the year, and all you have to do is probably hit on two of them. I bet there's more than a safety. There's got to be at least like 3-4 safeties a year, right?
So are you going to bet that there's going to be a safety this game?
No, not in a one-off game. See, that's the thing, though. Some people will like go and they'll bet there'll be a safety in a specific game. It's like, that's a little rough. That's scary.
But you like the, in a given week when there's, you know, fucking nine
games. Yeah, like 16 games going on or whatever.
16. I can't remember how many games are being played in a fucking week, but there's a lot of them. You're just guessing that at least one safety is going to be, you know, made.
Right. Absolutely.
That's still stupid.
Oh.
Okay.
Statistically, genius.
Okay, let's move on to our next novelty prop. This one's my favorite, and I have a hammer pick. Like, don't even fucking worry about it. Don't even think about it. GameStop to the moon, fucking BlackBerry, fucking Nokia, fucking AMC. Okay, hammer this fucking stonk.
Is it the touchdown prop?
No. No. It is the first color of Gatorade to be dumped on the winning coach. Okay, let me read you the different flavors and the odds associated with the flavors / colors, I guess. Okay.
Okay.
Orange is the favorite, which is fucking weird. I didn't think orange was the number one most common, but orange is at the top at plus 125.
I bet there's just historical data. I bet if you go back, like a majority of them have been orange or something.
Red is plus 200. Yellow, green, lime are all in the same category at plus 300. Clear / water is plus 350. Blue is plus 700. And purple, the dark horse, is plus 800.
Again, it's because purple's heavy. No one's drinking purple for a game.
You're not drinking perp? You're not drinking perp?
Not for a game.
Perp is
if I'm drinking Gatorade for a game, I'm drinking a light blue.
Blue is tight, but purple is my favorite. Riptide Rush is the best Gatorade flavor out there. I have a hammer pick. I have a hammer pick that I think is a guaranteed lock. But before I give you what Gatorade color I think is going to be dumped on the winning coach, I want to hear your guess.
It's got to be yellow.
Wrong. Wrong. That's what they want you to. That's sponsored by Big Yellow. Big Yellow, the original Gatorade color. Pick yellow. Wrong. It is 100% going to be clear / water. 100% hammer that goddamn line.
Interesting.
Plus 350. You know Tom Brady doesn't drink sugar. You think Tom Brady...
Oh, so you're betting it all on the Bucks winning, though. No. That's what this is based off
of. I'm just saying that is a steal. That's a value bet because you know at least one team definitely doesn't have flavored Gatorade because Tom... doesn't
no like. There's no way Tom controls that.
Of course he does. Tom doesn't team no. 12 diet. They don't
no that yeah that's Tom sugar. Though Tom, there's a way higher percentage chance that Tom just has a special water bottle on the sidelines with a skull and crossbones on it, and that's how you know not to touch it. Everyone else is drinking Gatorade.
I don't think people actually I can't honestly remember
the yeah last I'm time telling I you right
saw
now
saw an athlete there, drink Gatorade.
There are mic'd, dude, it's so much worse than that. There are mic'd ups where there's a player who's drinking out of another player's thing and they spit it out. They're like, what are you drinking in here? And he's like, fruit punch. And it's like that those exist. Like, that's crazy. I mean, Marshawn Lynch was eating Skittles every game.
I was just about to make a joke, Skittle water. Like, ew, what the fuck is this? It's just water with a bunch of Skittles in there. Color of the rainbow.
Oh, man. Okay.
Dude, hammer clear slash water. Hammer that. Plus three.
Here, I'm going to talk about a value at the player prop for touchdowns. All right.
Okay.
First touchdown scored. Antonio Brown at 1,800.
Oh, no way.
I think that's a value bet, 1,800.
What's Mike Evans?
What's Mike Evans at? Mike Evans is at plus 900.
Obviously, not as good of a value, but I have this premonition. Mike Evans is going to be the first touchdown scorer.
You should bet it.
I told you, I'm not putting any more money on this goddamn game.
You coward.
Okay, moving on to novelty. Wait, was that your pick, though? Antonio Brown? Plus 18?
Yeah, Antonio Brown for me is the value. I like him.
All right, if you guys listen to Andy, and I don't think much of you do, hammer Antonio Brown plus 1,800 for the first touchdown score of the game. Let's get back on to novelty props, because one of the biggest novelty props in the Super Bowl is the national anthem.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, do you know who's singing the national anthem this year?
I actually don't know this year.
Okay, I know one of the people. There's two people singing the national anthem. I don't know how this is going to work, if they both sing it separately or they both kind of join in. I have fucking no idea, but there's two people singing it. First one being Eric Church, country singer.
Okay.
The second one being Jasmine Sullivan. I've never heard of this person.
No idea.
No idea who she is. No idea. I know who Eric Church is. I went to school at the University of South Carolina. Go Cox.
I went to school with him.
I had to fucking listen to country music all goddamn year, 24/7, 365 in South Carolina. Eric Church, he has some bangers, but he's singing the national anthem. The over-under is 2 minutes.
Under.
Okay, here's the thing, Andrew.
What's the average length of the national anthem?
It's, okay, I looked this up. It's 1 minute and 56 seconds, okay?
Under.
Hold on. There is a trend moving to sing it very slowly. Now, also you need to take into account, I have no idea what two people singing the national anthem, what the format's like. I have zero clue. Like, are they going to switch off? Are they going to sing one line and then alternate? I have no idea.
I'm calling under in my bones.
But there's two people singing it, Andrew.
I don't care.
There's two people.
I think one of them's going to hit the other one with a guitar if they take too long.
Oh, my God. And then a follow-up, which is a real prop on DraftKings right now, is will any scoring drive take less time than it took to sing the national anthem?
Yeah. Yes, hammer.
Yes is at minus 330. So
yeah, okay.
Not a value.
I mean, the
bet.
Chiefs. It's not a value, but the Chiefs and the Bucks are both in it. I mean, both of these teams can score very fast.
Well, here's the thing: is this game time minutes or is this actual real minutes? It's game
time. Based on the odds, I would say it's probably game time minutes, huh?
Yeah, probably game time. So I'm gonna say no. I don't think so. We're talking about 2 minutes of game time. You really think that there's going to be a quick score?
Well, it doesn't have to be a quick score. Ooh. You got to remember, if there's 2 minutes left on the clock and you need a game winning drive and there's a bunch of timeouts and stuff.
Fuck, you're right. And you know what else? It doesn't say anything about touchdowns. It could be a field goal.
Just a score.
It could be a field goal. Hammer yes.
Yes, sir.
Hammer yes. Okay.
Okay. Here's something for you. This is more player prop touchdowns. Player to score 3+ touchdowns.
Tyreek Hill.
Mike Evans at plus 3,000.
No, I don't like that.
You don't like that? I think he's your best odds here.
Tyreek Hill.
You think Tyreek Hill?
100%. He's because not. Here's the thing with Mike Evans.
He's only a plus 1,000.
Who is Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek.
Yeah, because he's the most of any player in the game. Not including a quarterback, it's going to be Tyreek Hill because
I think it's way more likely a running back does it if you're going to get 3+ touchdowns.
But that's the thing is they do draws with Tyreek Hill. They do some running plays with Tyreek Hill.
They'll do a few.
A pitch back or something? I don't fucking know.
I think if I were going to – like right now you can get Clyde for plus 8,000.
Is Clyde even playing? What's the deal with Clyde?
Yeah. No, he's in.
He's good?
He's in. He's good to go, from what I understand.
Okay.
Travis Kelce is plus 1,000 as well, same as Tyreek.
See, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
I'm just bringing it up here.
Okay. Moving on to novelty props. Bet number 4, halftime show. Got to talk about the halftime show. Because okay. The halftime is where it's at. As we all, Andrew, do you know who's performing the halftime show?
The Weeknd.
Yes, The Weeknd. Okay, there's a lot of fucking props. A lot of fucking props surrounding the halftime show. Let's get into the first one. First song to be played by The Weeknd. We have Starboy at plus 350. It's the favorite. The odds on favorite. Blinding Lights. Sense. Blinding Lights, though. Coming at number 2 at plus 400. Let me tell you something about Blinding Lights. That song is a fucking banger. And it's all over TikTok. I'm telling it has to be Blinding Lights. 100%. It has to be Blinding Lights. And then
I don't know if it has to be.
Well, okay. Actually, because I might change it. Because the next one is Can't Feel My Face at plus 425. Now,
that's going to get played, but it's not going to the only way that they start with that one is if somebody gets so horribly concussed during the first half. And then The Weeknd's going to come in and be like, "Listen, we have to change the whole set and the whole venue."
Or does Roger Goodell call down to The Weeknd and say, "Do not play that song. Do not play that song."
And then as he sings it, Travis Kelce's lower down on a thing and he's like just unconscious.
Okay. The rest of them are just fucking songs that I don't fucking know because I don't really listen to The Weeknd other than those three songs. I'm going to say, oh man, I really like Blinding Lights. I'm going back to
Blinding. Give me Starboy.
Starboy?
Yeah.
I mean, all three of these songs are definitely going to get played, but which one makes the most sense to get played first?
I think it should be the most hype one first, then the least hype one, and then...
Well, the most hype one is Blinding Lights.
That's not true.
Okay. Well, okay. next one is how many wardrobe changes will The Weeknd have over under 0.5? So at least one wardrobe change. If he was a chick, I'd say 100%.
Yeah, give me that.
If he was a chick.
I mean, he's going to do one. He's going to do one.
Well, the over is minus 380. I don't know. I can kind of see him maybe not fucking changing. But I don't know what all entails with a wardrobe change. Does he just put on sunglasses? Does he put on a fucking hat and that means it's a wardrobe change? Or does he have to go like full on new pants and new blazer? I don't know.
That's a good point. That's part of the thing with props though, right?
I guess the bookies are always going to win. Vegas, just know that if you bet on any of these prop bets, you're going to lose money. Because Vegas is going to be like so fucking nitpicky about wardrobe changes. Like, oh, nope, sorry.
Do you want to know what the odds for the to win the Super Bowl are for next year right now?
Yeah, sure. Let's go round two. Let's go 2 years in a row.
The Chiefs are plus 550.
Wow. I got them at plus 700.
Packers are plus 900.
Okay.
Bucks are plus 1,100.
Tom's getting
Ravens older. Are plus 1,200.
Let's go.
They're tied with the Bills, the Rams. The Niners are still around there at 1,400.
Well, see, the 49ers issue was injuries. Like, they got fucked more than anybody. So, I mean, if they can stay healthy, I don't know what their quarterback situation is going to be like, though.
No, somebody tried to offer me a fantasy football trade today for a wide receiver for Debo. And I was like, I like Debo as a prospect, but like they had shit QB play. And they're like, yeah, and look how well he turned out. I'm like, he turned out okay. But I'm pretty sure that all three of the QBs on that team, they played at their ceiling this year. Like, I don't expect anything more from them than what we got this season. Right. So if their defense is better, their team might do better. But
I have... I have Jimmy Garoppolo in our dynasty league. What should I fucking get rid of him?
I would figure something else out.
That's okay. I have Justin Herbie.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm fine. No, I'm fine. He's not my, Jimmy G is not my fucking starter, but he's on my fucking bench and I'll probably drop him.
Man, let's see. What else we got here for some props?
Wait, I'm not done the halftime show though. Okay.
Okay.
Like I said, there's a lot of fucking halftime props. How many songs over under 8 do you think The Weeknd's going to play
under. And the reason for my answer is because No. The reason for my answer is that I think they're trending in the same kind of fashion that is this full songs?
No.
Because
isn't full songs. This is just songs. So
Then it has to be over, because in the Super Bowl they mash things together all the time.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. Okay, let me just, because I did some research. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, they played 15 songs last year. Maroon 5.
But that's two people.
Well, true. Maroon 5 played 9 songs.
But that's 5 people.
Justin Timberlake played 11 songs. One person.
Okay, but that's only one person.
One person. Now, the last person to play under 8 songs in a Super Bowl halftime performance was my girl, Lady Gaga. She played 7. Best Super Bowl halftime performance of all time.
I don't think that's true, but
she played 7. So hammer the over. Hammer the over at over 8 songs The Weeknd will play. I can only name 3 of his songs, but I mean, I'm sure there are other ones, right? Maybe he'll do some covers. Yeah. Maybe he'll do some covers. I don't know, dude. Like, The Weeknd, he's a fucking weirdo.
Okay, who's the first player who's going to make a catch?
Travis Kelce.
He is the odds-on favorite, I think,
at plus 500. It's got to be, dude. That boy catches more fucking balls than a porn star.
Yep, no, you got it. That was good.
I was going to say Paris Hilton, and then I realized it wasn't 2005 anymore. And making a Paris Hilton sex joke is so goddamn outdated.
Let's see.
I was 12.
Yeah, player to make first reception, Travis Kelce, plus 500. Tyreek at plus 550. Godwin, 600. Evans, 700. Antonio Brown at 1,100.
Will The Weeknd mention Canada? Plus 400, yes. Minus 700, no. He's Canadian.
What if Drake comes up and mentions Canada?
Okay, that leads me to my next one.
Oh, no.
Will he be accompanied by another singer? Some people are saying Ariana Grande. Others are saying Drake. He has done songs with both these people.
He has, but I thought Drake was... This is so stupid. I thought Drake was injured. I thought he had like a sprained ankle or something.
Maybe he puts on the Ben walking boot and fucking goes out there and
sings. That could be.
I don't know. Will there be a wardrobe malfunction? Yes, plus 1,000. No.
No, there will not be.
Fucking hope not. Fucking hope not.
Because also, how's that defined?
Exactly. That's the same sort of like wardrobe.
His hair gets caught in a wire, is that part of his wardrobe?
I don't know.
Like, if it's not inappropriate, singing, but it was just an actual malfunction, like, are they going to count it?
What if he shows his fucking ding-a-ling and just starts helicoptering it around?
Exactly. Stage? I mean, what if that's part of the outfit?
What if,
so yes, then it's like, then
what? Blinding lights, baby. Fucking whip out this dick and start helicoptering awful. It. And then he starts floating. Actual game. Let's talk actual game props. Actually, you've been talking actual game props.
I know. I've been trying to even out the crazy.
I like that. No, I like that. So I'll let you keep the actual game props. Here's another wacky prop. And I have another hammer pick. A hammer cock pick. Tom Brady. Which fact will be mentioned first in the broadcast? His age, being 43, or how many Super Bowl appearances he's been to? This is his 10th.
What are the odds on these?
They seem to be even. Okay. I think this is a Bovada prop. Now, here's the thing.
Who is casting? Who is doing the announcing for the game?
I'm pretty sure it's Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. I'm pretty sure it's CBS.
If it's Tony Romo and Jim Nantz, they're going to talk about the rings before they talk about the age.
100%. I think it's a hammer. Super Bowl appearances. Because here's what's going to happen. He comes the very first time the cameras are on Tom Brady, the announcer is going to say, and here he is playing in his 10th Super Bowl, 100%. And there you go. That's a lock.
Oh, watch this. He's going to come out and they're going to be like, number 43 for number 10.
Well, it's number 12.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Number 10 appear. Fuck you. And Tony Romo shoots you.
I don't know, Jim. It's going to be close, Jim.
Here are some pre-bundled parlays from DraftKings. Player throws 3 touchdown passes and they win the game. Patrick Mahomes, plus 110. Mm. Tom Brady, plus
300. Oh. I like Tom Brady. That's a value.
I like him there too. 300 passing yards and a win. Patrick Mahomes, plus 150. Tom Brady, plus 325.
Look at that value. Look at that value. Didn't he? I'm pretty sure he's thrown 500 something yards.
He's one of the only QBs to throw 500 yards. I think he's the only QB to throw 500 yards in a Super Bowl.
Hammer Tom Brady. Hammer Tom Brady.
That was in his loss against the Eagles, actually. I think he threw 512 yards. You'll have to look that up and see if I got that right. But
I think you're right.
Okay.
Here's another fucking wacky prop. The name Belichick to be brought up. It excludes halftime and commercials, but this is just like announcing.
How funny will it be when there's a Belichick Subway commercial in the Super Bowl and he's not there?
Over under one time will Bill Belichick be brought up? I think it's a lock. Over.
I think, yeah, he's definitely going to get brought up.
I guess it's a push. You need at least two. But still, hammer the over. Hammer the over at one.
That's a free bet. Because it's going to happen once.
It's definitely going to happen once. At worst case scenario, you get your money back.
Like Romo's going to be like, can you imagine seeing Tom Brady here without Bill Belichick?
He's going to say, I wonder what Bill Belichick's, how he's watching this
What's
game.
What's he doing right now? Is he watching with his dog when he did the draft?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Here's another pre-made parlay, 50 rushing yards and a win. All right. These guys are all tied. Leonard Fournette, Clyde Edwards-Hilaire, and Daryl Williams, all at plus 250. Ronald Jones is plus 350.
I like Ronald Jones. I don't know.
I think all of these guys are going to probably rush for 50 yards, right? Most likely.
It's really just picking who's going to win.
Right. And I think that's part of the thing they – yeah.
Ronald Jones is like their main back. Fournette, I feel like, hasn't been really utilized that much.
Yeah, not in the playoffs, not really.
I know, which sucks because he has a fucking badass name, Playoff Lenny.
Okay, here you go. 50 receiving yards and a win. You got the worst odds are Sammy Watkins at plus 225. Then you got Mecole Hardman at 275. Antonio Brown is plus 350. And Gronk and Cameron Brate are both tied at plus 450. I mean, Gronk could get 50 yards, and all he's got to do is win.
Yeah,
at plus 450?
Why is Sammy Watkins so high?
Well, I think he's just there because he's Sammy Watkins. I mean, like he's had really great games for them in the past, and he's been hurt, and he's coming off like, you know, a week of not playing in the playoffs, and then plus the 2 week break to play in the Super Bowl, so he's had 3 weeks to get right, and everyone else has been playing and he hasn't, and he is talented when the dude's playing. I think he's a good wide receiver. I don't think he's great, but I think he's good.
I'm looking this up. He's played 10 games this season, so yeah, he's had some injuries, of course. He has 37 receptions, 420 yards. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, and, you know, if you extrapolate the other six games, he's probably, like, what, 600-yard guy? Maybe a touchdown or two. But he's also definitely not the one. He's also definitely not the two.
He doesn't have, I don't know what to think about Sammy Watkins. He hasn't had that great of a fucking career.
He was okay at Buffalo.
His first two seasons in Buffalo were good. He had both 60 or over receptions for the year, and he had 980 yards his first rookie year, and then he had 1,000 yards his second year, which is great. But since then, there's been a huge drop-off. He then only got 430 yards, 500, 500, 600. Now this season, I know he was hurt, but 420 yards. He hasn't come close to the 900 or 1,000-yard seasons that he had
right.
His first and second year in the league. Man, I don't know. I just don't. I don't think he's that good.
Tell me, I'm not crazy, right?
I mean, you're crazy for sure, but let's hear it.
Passing yards over Tom Brady over under 149.5.
Passing yards. I'm hammering the over. Oh God, I'm hammering the over. 149.
Yep. Patrick Mahomes passing yards over under 159.5.
Hammer, what the fuck? Hammer both.
Now, the odds of these are like -106 and -112, but they're the same on the other
that's
end,
like
too.
That's like even. That's like, yeah, they're even.
Like, I think those, that's crazy, right?
Dude, if you have FanDuel, fucking parlay the two of those.
Patrick, okay, here's touchdowns. Over 1.5. Over under 1.5 touchdown for Patrick Mahomes.
Is this passing. Running? Just passing? Yeah, mm-hmm. Over.
Yeah. One and a half. 1.5 for Tom Brady, over under.
Over both of these.
Yeah, me too. I would parlay all four of those.
Again? Are those even odds again?
No, over for both these guys are +180, +230.
No fucking way.
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, a hammer. If you take anything from this podcast, hammer those four things. And if you have FanDuel, fucking parlay all four for a max payday. Holy shit.
Here is one that is interesting. Patrick Mahomes completions over under 70.5.
Completions 70
and a half.
Why does that sound so fuck? Wait, completions 70?
Completions, yes.
You mean he has to throw the ball at least 70 times?
71 technically to be over 70.5.
That and, no, and complete that's them gotta all. Be a, that's got to be a mistake.
I think it is too, because the under is -148, the over is +118. There's no way it would only be +118, right?
Wait, hold on. Are we about to find ourselves in a situation like last year where we tried to take advantage of a sportsbook odds? Turns out that we're the dumbasses and not the sportsbook. And then
I mean,
let me see. Where is this?
Go to player props. Okay, so what you'll do? Go to football, and then there's game lines, right? Novelty props.
Yeah. Player props. Player props. Yep. Wait, okay,
so go to player prop QB.
Okay.
And then scroll over. There's completion.
Pass completions. No, I have, dude, yours, take advantage of that right now, because the over under for me is 28.5.
I can't be right.
It says pass completions over under for Patrick Mahomes, 28.5. Over under for Tom Brady, for over 28.5 for Patrick Mahomes is even at +100. Under 28.5 is -124.
Yeah, it says under 70.5, Patrick Mahomes, player completions,
Andy,
includes
you,
overtime.
Andy,
I have
Andy,
to bet
fucking
it.
Hammer it. Hammer it.
Oh,
right
my
now.
God. Oh, my God. And I can use my 55% profit boost
and,
on it.
No. Don't. Empty the 401k. I'm not. Andrew, listen to me. I'm not even joking.
Well, but no, but here's
those,
the. Here,
when you
no,
do
here's what
boost,
I'm.
They max your bet at like $50.
I know it does, but I don't have any money in the account right now, and
Andrew,
I'm scared that if
I don't
I'm scared. I'm scared if I leave the app and I come back, it won't be there.
Andy, how. Quarterbacks do not. Andrew, listen. Just listen for
a second. You're not listening to me. Listen to me right now. If I leave the app and it's gone, I have $8 in here. I'm going to put
your
the $8
audio
on it.
Sounds like cancer.
I know. But you're not. Okay. I have $8 in here and I'm going to drop it on it because it's free money.
Oh, my God.
But I don't want to leave and come back, because if I leave and come back and it's not there, then I'm not going to bet anything on it.
So this is. Yeah. Okay. Fuck, dude.
Shit. And since I only have $8, I have to put the I'm gonna use the profit boost.
It is, yeah, it's I just refreshed 28.5. Do not lose that. That's
do not lose that.
Jesus Christ.
Now it's +105 and I drop $8 on it, I'll just double my money. But it's free money.
No way, dude. This is more of a lock than fucking GameStop.
Done. It has been placed.
Send me the screenshot. Send me the screenshot. I need to see this. Oh, my goodness.
Oops. Man, we're doing this live.
70.5?
Yeah. I took under 70.5.
Send me the screenshot right now so I can look at it on my phone.
Boom, locked. Okay.
So I can make sure you're not fucking with me.
Can you imagine if I was lying to you?
I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. Fucking do it.
Okay, there you go.
Player completion percentage.
Wait, where? Oh, percentage. It's in parentheses. Uh-oh.
Jesus Christ. Andrew wait, Jesus
why did you, wait, no, but you're in the same thing that I'm in. Why is it not that, why does it not show for you? Because you went to player, you went to player props QB in parentheses, right?
Yeah.
And it
says,
I see.
It says pass completions.
Over 28.5. Well, I'm still fairly confident he's going to throw under 70%.
Jesus Christ, dude. You fucking almost, God, you almost had me again, Andrew. Could you imagine? I did. Oh my God. This is literally the exact situation we found ourselves in last Super Bowl season where you were like,
and it's perfect to a T because it's the exact same thing where like I put like, even though we were like, this is a sure thing, I'm like, I'm going to put this much. And you're like, empty the 401k.
Empty it, dude. Empty. I mean, could you imagine though, if it was 70.5 completions?
No, I literally could not. That's why I was like, I'm staring at this for so long. Like the exact same thing we did last time. Because before we pulled the trigger last time, we looked at it for an hour. I kid you not.
Yeah, I just can't read fucking Roman numerals. That's my problem.
Listen. $8. That's already gone. There is a no-brainer bet though for this for the Super Bowl, and it's on DraftKings. It's $25 max bet to double your money if a touchdown is scored.
Sounds suspicious.
You think so? I think you have to hammer it.
Yeah, fucking of course. But it's max 25.
It's still max. It's free $25.
Double your money if a touchdown is scored in the big game. They can't say Super Bowl. They can only say big game.
Watch Patrick Mahomes complete 100% of his passes.
Oh man, dude.
Disaster. If he throws for over 70 and I lose that $8, I can only assume it's because they won the game. True. That's free money.
I mean, I'm already getting free money.
That's my hedge.
Terrible decisions. That's your hedge. Okay. Okay. I think that's a perfect prop to end on.
Okay. I'm good with that. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. Well, two things. One, is Andrew Luck coming out of retirement?
No.
Okay. Two, did you play VR last night?
Yeah. Last night? No, I didn't. Well, I showed my younger brother's
Andrew,
in town, so I showed it to him.
Andrew, think about your words very carefully because we had a VR date in Rec Room. You said you'd let me know. You said you would let me know. I never got a message from you, so I assume you didn't play last night. However, if you played last night and didn't invite me, I'm going to be mad.
I didn't really play. I did set it up because my younger brother is in town. I want to show him VR. So we messed with it for maybe 15 minutes and then we shut it off. So technically in court, did I play? Yes. But did I play? No, I didn't.
Okay. What game did you play?
We just did the walk around golf, mini golf.
That is fun. Mm-hmm. That's a fun game. You need to get better at it.
Oh, sorry. I played it one time and I wasn't Tiger Woods.
You kept accidentally hitting the goddamn ball.
Oh, dude, I know. Like, I would go into it with the transparent club, and I would, like, make it solid, and it would just hit it, and then be like, and it wouldn't have any power either, so it wasn't even, like, a potential I could score if I wanted. It was always like, yeah, you fucked this up, huh?
Okay, well, I think this is the perfect way to end the episode, me accusing you of ditching me on VR.
Matthew Stafford's top 5 quarterback next year. All right.
I will take that bet. I will take that bet all day.
I'm going to structure it, and then we will. I'll structure that bet.
Fucking. Oh yeah, you will structure that bet.
All right. Not grapefruit.
No, it is grapefruit this time.
Okay, grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde Mohawk, the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get than.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers, 'cause baths are for babies.